In my mid-30s, I would routinely go mountain biking at the Turkey Mountain Wilderness area, the ridge overlooking the west side of the Arkansas River between 71st to the south and I-44 to the north. With jarring frequency, I would run head-on into a small tree stump or a jutting rock and catapult base over apex across the handlebars, with nothing but a craggy stretch of trail to break my fall. More than once, lying on my back, bleeding, and watching the clouds peacefully pass overhead through the branches of the trees, I reckon that Turkey Mountain would be a nice place to hike, too. Years after having given up mountain biking, I decided to test that theory and set out for a long trek through the woods. I left my phone in my car and hit the trails. I forgot how relaxing it is to be in a literal wilderness oddly close to the buzz, bustle, and hum of urban life. I can't remember the last time I was completely off the grid like that. For this human being, this was a rare disconnect between me and technology. I was lightly intoxicated with a feeling of liberation. In February, a proposal was floated to the citizens of Tulsa by a group of developers and investors to build an amusement park on a portion of Turkey Mountain. The enterprise would consist of a race car museum, a water park, as well as an amusement park tentatively called Tulsa Harbor, presumably because of its waterfront location. The plan was shot down before it even left the runway. It was opposed by the mayor, district council members, the executive director of the river parks, Mike Meyer, and mountain bikers and hikers alike. Meyer said of the proposed amusement park, quote, "It really doesn't fit into the scheme of the Turkey Mountain Wilderness area," unquote. For now, it looks like a no-go, and that is a good thing. About as high over Tulsa as you can be without taking an elevator, I stood on a rock shelf overhanging a sharp drop-off above the river. I didn't feel the urge to eat cotton candy, funnel cake, or deep-fried butter while I soaked in the view. After 2 hours of hiking, I arrived back at my car, feeling satisfactorily sore, but not bleeding or bruised. I vowed to go back to Turkey Mountain more often to unplug and hike.